When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. And that is why it's called the present. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we have a fantastic message on living in the present and making the most of every moment. Enjoy.
I used to obsess over chasing for things I wanted to have, but I was never satisfied. I didn't take the time to appreciate what I have now. Here is what I learned about embracing the present rather than imagining what the future could be like, because I am living in it right now. I believe everything happens for a reason. Instead of thinking, what if I did this instead of this? Focus on what you have. What ifs are manifestations of things we want to do, but have not done them. If you don't want to be plagued with the things you could have done, just start. Otherwise, don't think about the things you want when there is something already in front of you. The present, comprised of actions and decisions we make now, is what drives the future. You will never be satisfied because you will constantly be chasing for things rather than taking the moment to appreciate them, which is what makes life so much more meaningful. If you encounter a situation that is less than ideal, do something about it. I realized that nothing gets accomplished by only wishing for it. During college, I wanted to get an internship, despite my lack of experience. Instead of hoping that the opportunity would come to me, I sought it out by using resources that were available to me at the time. This came in the form of applying on company websites, reaching out to my teachers, and utilizing the school's career resources. Even though my situation was less than ideal in the context of job searching, I was able to make the most out of it by utilizing existing resources and having a positive or learning mindset, in that if things don't work out, I would be prepared in the upcoming year. Research shows that positive emotions provide an enhanced ability to build skills and develop resources for use later in life. This is considered broaden and build theory, because positive emotions broaden your sense of possibilities and open your mind, which in turn allows you to build new skills and resources that can provide value in other areas of your life. Negative emotions prevent your brain from seeing the other options and choices that surround you. I found that complaining made me not want to do anything and was a big demotivator to moving on. Our emotions influence the people around us. Positive emotions enable change. Negative emotions prevent emotional growth. I used to complain a lot about the present. I would relieve my stress by talking about other people or how my life wasn't as great as others. The people around me, friends and family, would constantly complain, so that didn't make things better. In fact, it made me feel stressed, insecure, and that the things I wanted to do were useless. Eventually, I found that complaining held me back from appreciating the present or doing something to change if it wasn't benefiting me. I just had to develop the positive mindset to do, learn, move forward, and repeat. This meant to start working towards doing things I could do to get to where I wanted to be. Instead of being bitter about a situation I couldn't do anything about, I tried to find ways I can do something about it. This could be mapping out pros and cons or reflecting on what went right and wrong. I like to believe that things happen for a reason, whether it's getting rejected from a job or breaking up with a significant other. Though these experiences aren't the most positive, they make us reflect on the parts of ourselves we can work towards improving. I recently broke up with a person I have been dating for the past 6 months. It was really heartbreaking at first, but I learned a lot about myself, in that I have a tendency to be too emotionally dependent on other people, to the point where I don't put my needs first. Now, I'm trying to regain ownership of my own time, something that I haven't had in a long time, because I would constantly spend my time with other people. We can't necessarily control what happens, especially when a situation isn't what we had planned or expected. But life is all about going with the flow. I learned to not set initial expectations for things to happen, but to just let them happen naturally. If a situation isn't stellar, instead of complaining about how things could be better, we can move forward faster by embracing what we can do during the moment. To look at the situation in a way that has both positive and negative aspects, and do something about it. That way, it prevents from being emotionally irrational and allows us to look at a situation which can be improved and learned upon. Every moment has its reason for existence, and it is up to ourselves to make the most out of it, understand why it might happen, and work around it. Complaining simply wastes time if not followed by a call to action, prevents us from seeing the bigger picture of events, and, for the most part, doesn't make people feel good.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.